prophecies, mysteries, destinies, the Elder Scrolls. It's a phrase you've likely heard a number of times, as well as the name for the series of fantasy video games we find ourselves discussing. But what exactly are the Elder Scrolls? Although the Elder Scrolls themselves have only appeared in a few of the games in the series, they have played an important role throughout the entire franchise. We will discuss their history, how they actually function, as well as their overall significance to the lore of Tamriel. The origin of the scrolls is shrouded in mystery and will likely never be uncovered. It is believed that the Elder Scrolls exceed both the Aedra and Daedra, suggesting that the two groups of deities have no power over the scrolls. Parthenax, one of the oldest and wisest of the dragons, claims that the scrolls are fragments of creation that exist outside of time. Regardless, the scrolls are profoundly magical artifacts, and their text cannot be affected by any known magic. Each scroll contains some knowledge of an event, either in the past, in the future, or currently ongoing. For events that have not come to pass, each viewing of the scroll will give a different potential outcome of the event for each reader. These prophecies of future events often mention heroic champions, but due to the fluidity of time and potential futures, it is difficult to accurately use the Elder Scrolls to predict coming events and the individuals that will shape them. However, once an event foretold in the Elder Scrolls has come to pass, the text of the scroll will alter once again, now providing the complete, unbiased truth of history. The actual reading of the scrolls in itself is not to be taken lightly, as someone with no training in reading the scrolls will only see a vague array of symbols and runes. With time, an individual can begin to decipher the symbols and understand the scroll, but to do so comes at a price. As a reader learns more and more of the scrolls and future prophecies, their eyesight will begin to fail. With enough readings, the reader will eventually go blind and lose their ability to decipher the Elder Scrolls. In addition, without the proper training and protections, an unguarded individual who manages to decipher the runes while reading a scroll will likely be driven insane by the knowledge contained within. The Dwemer were technologically advanced enough to develop a device known as a lexicon, which supposedly allowed a reader to avoid going blind or insane while deciphering the scrolls. The foremost experts and traditional keepers of the scrolls are the members of the Cult of the Ancestor Moth. It's unknown exactly how long the cult has been around, as they describe their order as ancient, but they likely predate at least the Second Era. The Moth priests take the responsibility of collecting as many Elder Scrolls as they can, and using them to better understand the past and the future. The younger priests take care of the older ones as they go blind from reading the scrolls. The process through which the Moth priests generally read the scrolls is known as the Ritual of the Ancestor Moth. This ritual is usually done at an ancestor glade, a secluded location where ancestor moths gather, and a specific type of tree grows. The priest will remove some of the bark of a tree in the glade, which will cause the moths to gather around them. It's unclear exactly why the ancestor moths are integral to the ritual, but they possess some form of magical connection that allows the priest to decipher the scroll through the moth's harmony. This ritual prevents the usual insanity caused by reading the Elder Scrolls, although the blindness will still set in with enough readings. This ritual often takes years of training in order to understand the moth's harmony, and months of preparation beforehand. The Cult of the Ancestor Moth has generally been in service to the Empire of Cyrodiil, and for many centuries their collection of Elder Scrolls was kept in the White Gold Tower in the Imperial City. The exact number of Elder Scrolls in the world is unknown, as any attempt to find them all results in the scrolls changing locations and quantity. Toward the end of the Third Era, there are 273 Elder Scrolls held in the White Gold Tower by the Moth Priests. However, for reasons still unknown, during the early part of the Fourth Era, all of the Elder Scrolls contained there were magically scattered across Tamriel. The scrolls are capable of more than just chronicling the past or viewing the future, as seen during the Dragon War in the Morethic Era. Alduin, the World Eater, and a host of dragons fought against the men of Skyrim. In a final confrontation with Alduin, an Elder Scroll was used to banish Alduin forward in time, creating a time wound. Alduin returned during the Fourth Era, starting the Dragon Crisis in Skyrim. The Elder Scrolls can potentially be used in this way due to their unique relationship with time, and dragons are especially susceptible to this effect due to their relation to the God of Time. Through the Elder Scrolls series, an Elder Scroll itself can only be obtained in Oblivion, Skyrim, and online, but the prophecies of an Elder Scroll are utilized in every game in the series. The Elder Scrolls are a part of a fascinating aspect of the series, since the franchise is highly focused on player choice and the variability of events. This will be discussed further when we explore Dragon Breaks, which are phenomena that result in a split timeline, as Elder Scrolls cannot accurately predict these events. Also as an interesting point, in a world filled with numerous races that write their own history books that tend to be biased, the Elder Scrolls are magical artifacts with no bias whatsoever. In a series filled with copious amounts of lore and fictional history, it's fitting that the signature artifacts of the franchise are scrolls of lore and history.